Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Tell everyone I was born by God's dear grace in an extraordinary place where the stars and stripes and the eagle flies.
I'd say absolutely.
It's a big old land with countless dreams. Happiness ain't out of reach.
We have a little fun today. We're going to give away some tickets to the North Dakota State-Montana game. Tomorrow, Gate City Bank Field playoff action, round two of the FCS playoffs. And we want to thank, by the way, Tom Klosho from Remax Realty.
Tom's the man at Remax.
He's the man at Remax.
Yeah, Tom Klosho, TomSellsFargo.com.
And he was kind enough to say, you know what, here's some tickets for your listeners here. And I have the actual tickets in my hot little hand right here. So when you hear Thunderstruck today as a bumper song, we're going to play a little Christmas music today. So a Thunderstruck should stick out.
It should stand out of it. Yeah. Yes. And you'll know when we play it, too.
You will. You just be the 10th caller at 271-1100, 271-1100, 271-1100. And,
not now, when we play Thunderstruck, when you hear it.
Gotta be when we play the song and be the 10th caller and win a pair of tickets for the Bison in Montana tomorrow. Round two of the FCS playoffs, Gate City Bank Field, Fargo Dome. So we'll do that before the end of the program. Busy show with lots of great guests. We're going to talk with our friends from Gun Owners of America. We're going to talk to the good folks down at Hankinson Renewable Energy a little bit about this proposal for year-round choice, as it should be, of ethanol blends. And then our friends from the Media Research Center will be here to talk about the Washington Post claim that social media doesn't censure conservatives. That's just a big myth. There's no proof saying that.
Actually, there is a lot of it.
They treat conservatives just like they treat everybody else. Did you see Joe Biden yesterday when he did that joint whatever?
Little handhold thing going on?
Yes!
That was creepy.
It was 36 seconds of it. I mean, it's not like a little extra pull. It was bizarre. And you could see, Macron, the French president, were like, okay, can I have my hand back here? What is going on? It's hard to watch.
Can somebody bring the president his walker, please?
Oh, by the way, you know, I sit on the stand.
Yeah, okay.
I sit on the stand? He sits on the stand.
He knows.
You know, rapidly rising...
the thing with the guy.
Right, yeah. If you didn't see this, you got to watch as I talk.
it's something else. It's not even funny anymore.
I tweeted it out. This is a try not to cringe moment. You know, it's just, it's impossible. So it's 36 seconds. And you have two leaders, the French president, the U.S. president. They're about to go to the podiums. And they're going to, greet each other for the cameras, basically, right? I mean, they've already greeted each other upon arrival and all that. But they're going to greet each other for the cameras. You get that. That's totally normal. So Biden's at his podium, and Macron comes over to his podium, to put a hand on Biden there and say, thank you, whatever. And Biden won't let go. He doesn't let go.
I got nothing.
You got to see it, folks. It's just bizarre. And Macron is trying everything to, put his hand on there, like, okay, yeah, we're done now. Can I go to the podium here? And he's holding on.
It's like he's frozen.
Yeah.
It's like he's just not sure.
No.
What's going on, what to do. You see, like, all of a sudden the lithium just took a quick break there for a second. Just all of a sudden the Adderall went,
because he's
hit the pause button.
He turns into the crowd.
Yo.
He stares at the crowd, like you say, and he's frozen. And, you know, McCrone's like, can you wake up here? Like, we're good, you know, like, or tapping him on the, can I have my hand back?
Chop, chop, Joe, let's go.
Yeah. Really, really weird. And you know what's kind of sad? None of this is recognized by the media. I mean, come on. You tell me they don't notice that? The press corps? That's, you know, White House press corps that you know, is, I don't know, 3 dozen, 4 dozen people that are there regularly? They know this is not right. Elder abuse, for crying out loud. Now, do you have that clip where he makes some sort of weird reference to whether or not he'll be back? Maybe, you know, they promised as a family they were going to talk about this over the Thanksgiving holiday. And maybe, I don't know. Maybe they had the conversation. Because he said something like, you know what I'm talking about, Kev? Where he said
somebody said, are we going to run? And he, not likely or something. He was
not
walking
so sure.
Around, not so sure. Don't
not
be so,
so
sure about that.
That. Yeah.
Maybe no, I don't have, but
he's got the message.
Enough, I'm sure. But yeah. It's kind of off mic.
By the way, France is no longer France. Did you know this?
I did not.
Yeah. The state dinner last night that they had.
Okay.
Yeah. You got my. Thingamajig up
yeah,
there?
Yeah, absolutely.
Listen to what France has been replaced with.
Okay.
France was our first ally, first country to fly the American flag after our revolution. And Frank hosted the first diplomatic post before, more than anything else, France has been our first friend.
Frank!
Frankie!
France is now
hey,
Frankie!
Hey!
We love you, Frankie!
England's really good, too. Eddie over there.
You don't get any better than that.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry.
The elder abuse is real.
It is real.
Yeah. Exactly. You know, he also used the list thing yesterday. Did you watch the press conference?
Oh, yeah, I saw it.
Yeah.
Got my list here somewhere.
Yeah. Who am I supposed to call on?
Okay, who's the next question? Got my list here.
You can't make it up.
We're not. This is actually happening and has been for a couple of years now.
Real time. Yeah.
And to me, that last clip you played is the most disturbing, you know, telltale Weekend at Bernie's validation that we're dealing with.
How he's kind of being pulled around by the nose?
There's no doubt.
Yeah.
I have my list here of
right.
Who I'm supposed to call on that'll give me the questions that I know I can answer that I've already got rehearsed and in my head.
At least he's funny, though, Kev. I mean, he's got some humor about him.
President Macron and I have had a chance to spend some time together. We went to private dinner last night with our wives, and just came to tell you that we're leaving.
That was his opening for the press conference where the two leaders take questions from the media. We're leaving.
Every time he talks, I get the vision of Steve Carell in Liar Liar, where Jim Carrey has the control of him in the newscast.
Yeah.
Monkey pox. Ice cream.
Question for our audience. Do you weep for our country when you see this? Do you weep for our country when you see this?
I'm out of tears.
271-1100 is our telephone number. 271-1100 on the program. A lot of follow-up email yesterday to our conversation about people going into the workforce. Number one question that came from our audience is, how do you solve this riddle? What fixes the lack of employees to work for businesses? If we're agreeing a good chunk of the workforce just disappeared, and now leaving businesses short of help, what is the solution? I can't answer that question. I don't know. What gets people back to the workforce? One thing we promised that we're going to do on the program here is get a handle on, okay, what kind of government programs are there? Compare that to pre-COVID. How long are they going to last? How many people are on them? How does that compare to pre-COVID, some of those questions that we'll definitely ask? You can text us answers, as always, at 237-1590, or call us at 271-1100 today on the program, toll-free at 855-200-1776. A little open phone time before we get to our guest today on the program from the Gun Owners of America. Talk a little bit about the new ATF rule that will force millions of gun owners to choose between complying with the registration process or jail time and a $250,000 fine. Well, there you go. Give us your fingerprint or go to jail and pay a $250,000 fine. Your government at work. One of the many topics we'll be tackling today on the program we call What's on Your Mind. All right, 271-1100 to answer our questions of the day. More after this.
Does the spring thaw leave you anxious about your basement? Have you been struggling with water seeping in? At Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North, we have a solution. From wall bracing and water seepage to complete foundation replacement, for a free estimate, go to pccnd.com.
Veteran and locally owned since 1932, Action Movers is North Dakota's largest and oldest mover. Whether you're moving across the street or across country, Action Movers will make your move easy by handling every detail from start to finish. From packing, loading, transporting, storage, or even do-it-yourself with a Go Mini container delivered to your driveway, they truly have every solution for your move, accommodating all budgets. Get a moving quote today and mention Scott to save 10%. Call them at 701-566-5532 or visit actionmovers.com to set your appointment.
This is Mark Wagner with ND Estate Services. First and foremost, I want to take a minute just to thank all you wonderful listeners out there from all the calls, texts, all the rapport I've been building with many of you over the past, I don't know how many years. And I want to thank you for your business. We really appreciated that. But more importantly, I'm going to encourage you to look at what we do as a method of saving taxes for your family, keeping your assets private, avoiding guardianship when you're incapacitated so the courts don't control your assets. And that way the family can have a very peaceful, private settlement each and every time. I guarantee it. We put our name on it, we stand behind it, and we're proud to serve the loving citizens of North Dakota with pride. God bless you. God bless your family. 701-318-0908. That's 701-318-0908. Online at ndestateservices.com. ndestateservices.com.
Got dips in your sidewalk? Driveway sinking? The drastic change in the weather can take a real toll on your concrete. At Precision Concrete, Ramjack North, we've got a solution. Polyjacking. To learn more, call us at 701-280-7038.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Served our country. Now the University of Mary wants to serve you. The University of Mary is a military-friendly school for busy adults offering both online classes and in-person classes at their Bismarck campus. Their special admissions team has years of real-world military experience, so they know how to support your advancement every step of the way. University of Mary offers scholarships, credit for prior learning. Make sure you and your family receive all available military benefits. And they have classes beginning every 5 weeks. Discover University of Mary's true military-friendly community at umary.edu/military services. umary.edu/military services. Act on what's on your mind. One more thing we can add. Well, we could add 100 things to the list of reasons that Joe Biden should give you some concern. But here's the one on the energy front. Fox News piece interviewing Senator John Kennedy. It's just for you, Kev.
All right.
You're a fan, aren't you?
Love him, yes.
You'll have a good analogy.
And they're putting all these new regulations, their new rules to prevent any methane leaks here at home, but yet we're allowing them to drill and continue to process oil down in Venezuela. How do you feel about that? It's more rules for us and allowing Venezuela with this dictatorship to drill.
Actually, I used to have a a beagle named Roger, and Roger was a rascal. About every 2 weeks, Roger would run off. He'd always come back, but about half the time, he'd come back dragging roadkill that he would hide under my back porch. President Biden's energy policy looks like something Roger used to keep under my back porch.
Love him.
Does that fit or what?
Yep.
Yeah.
One of his best was...
You ought to put down the bong.
Or there's
this entire thing makes me want to heave.
Or the triple threat.
These people are crazy.
He's the best.
He is the best. Texter says, Scott, I was kind of shocked to hear a Wounded Warriors commercial on your radio station. When it comes to donating to veterans, donate locally. Take your time to research the organization. Wounded Warriors fired 2 top employees a few years back for lavish spending and excessive spending. I think that's the same thing. They spent more money than they took in donations for veterans. Just let that sink in. If you support the military and veterans, how can you support the Wounded Warriors Project? I think the best thing you said there is just do your research before you donate to anybody. When you hear a Wounded Warriors commercial here, you're hearing it on a nationally syndicated program. You're not hearing it as a local commercial that we decide to put on. Commercials on the network is something that, so for instance, the Jimmy Failla show. Jimmy Failla's on the radio, and we syndicate that. That show is syndicated by the Fox News Channel, and Fox News Radio syndicates that, and they say, you don't have to pay us for Jimmy Failla, but you have to give us X amount of commercials.
Airtime, yep.
And then when
this is what we want to run in the airtime you owe us.
Yeah, so there's a fair amount.
And that's a fair assessment of Wounded Warrior Project, too. Boy, there have been a lot of shadows over that entity. I like the Tunnel to Towers. I'm a bigger fan of what Frank Siller's doing in Tunnel to Towers.
Yeah.
If you want to get in. And, you can always go local, and support our local veteran efforts and all of that here. Very easily done.
Yeah. So.
That's the story there, though.
Texter says on our question of the day, how do you get people back? Remove the benefits they're getting that keep them home. It's probably the simplest way to say it. I have to get a handle myself on how many of these programs there are out there and being utilized. What are the numbers? And how do those numbers compare to pre-COVID? I don't know. I'm still baffled by the idea that somebody would say, I'm going to stay home. It just doesn't compute with me. Am I being horribly naive, Kev?
No.
It's crazy to me.
We can go down the list of craziness. I mean, it's so much of it. It's not real. It's not serious either, though.
Listener says, Biden is a disgrace and an utter embarrassment. Yeah, I just almost wonder, how do you last 2 years?
Yeah, I don't
think he does. How do you go another 2 years?
I don't think he does. I really don't.
The emperor has no clothes. And I guess the answer to that, how you last 2 years, is that, you know, you've got a whole administration covering for him. You've got a media covering for him and looking the other way. So maybe he does last 2 years. Maybe it does happen. I don't know. Listener says, did you hear that Jill picked out a $37 bottle of wine? No joke.
Yeah. Talked about that this morning.
For the dinner,
the reception.
Is that right?
With the French. Yeah, Prime Minister, with Macron. Like, French.
In other words, so she thought as long as anything France, it was fine.
I guess. I don't know, but yeah.
Is that a little...
I guess that's actually good, because she's, you know, saving us money, but then they're going to take off in Marine One and head to Camp David for the weekend for a little dinner up there.
Well, do you think it was an effort to look like the common person?
I would guess. More signaling. It's some sort of virtue signaling.
Yeah.
Or she just didn't even think about it.
That's what she picked. Or it's a faux pas. Listener says, Janet Yellen says the real reason inflation is out of control is because Americans are splurging on goods. What a fool. 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue has become a home for the insane, and we keep paying the price. The money changers have been around since biblical times, and they haven't changed. Speaking of the insane, check out Biden's nuclear energy official, Sam Brinton, recently seen holding a spanking seminar at a kink conference. Well, how the Chinese must be laughing. Yeah, I was aware of that story. It's unbelievable. Hopefully that person will go the way of the border czar, Chris Magnus. Listener says, I'm a veteran. Not only do they have my fingerprints, they already have my DNA in case I became a threat to my country, but now I'm a threat? Well, we're going to talk about that. Just a couple of minutes here with Mike Hammond from the Gun Owners of America. This is real.
It's such nonsense, too. Like, that's gonna be the thing that'll keep someone somewhere from carrying out the evil in his heart or her heart and mind. That somehow we're going to be, that'll be the thing. That stops it all. That'll be the fix.
Texter says, can you imagine the pillow talk Macron and his wife had last night after that verbal banquet with Sleepy Joe yesterday?
Verbal banquet.
Yeah.
Great word.
Yeah, not to mention, he wouldn't let go of my hand. It was the weirdest thing. Went on for what seemed like forever. Wouldn't let go of my hand. Yikes. More coming up.
My name is Kevin Spoonis. As a farmer here in North Dakota and a past president of the National Corn Growers Association, I've seen firsthand how critical ethanol is for our economy, our environment, and our farmers. I support Summit Carbon Solutions because they share the same vision that I do for the future of our state. By collecting and sequestering carbon from our ethanol plants, we are lowering the carbon footprint of an already clean-burning fuel, thereby creating more economic opportunities for ethanol producers, strengthening the market for corn growers, and driving the future of the energy industry that has been so important to our state's economy. Summit Carbon Solutions is committed to respecting landowner rights when working with our property owners. So, join your neighbors and me in helping to move this critical project forward. To learn more, visit www.summitcarbonsolutions.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
France's President Macron has been in Washington for a couple of days. It's his second visit to the United States since taking office in 2017. At a fireside chat at the White House, the French leader describes what is in his talks with President Biden.
We will discuss climate change and biodiversity and the common actions in this field, health, and a lot of global topics where our alliance is so critical.
President Obama campaigned in Atlanta, Georgia on Thursday for Senator Raphael Warnock. Barack told the crowd that they had to go out and do it one more time. Gubernatorial candidate Stacey Abrams also counted on President Obama to get elected. She lost as Governor Brian Kemp was reelected. Warnock is facing a strong challenge from Republican Herschel Walker. The runoff election is scheduled for December 6th. Thanks for listening in a TGIF. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
The Freedom Matters USA studios, this is What's on Your Mind. 28 before the top of the hour. We're joined next by Mike Hammond, legal counsel for Gun Owners of America. Talk a little bit about this ATF overreach. Big surprise under the Biden administration. Mike, how the heck are you?
Well, I'm surviving. Both God, hello, America.
Glad to have you back on the program. It's been a while, but we always love the good work the folks at the Gun Owners of America do. So glad you're out there.
Well, like we say, yeah, it's been a while, but your good luck streak has ended.
So what is the pistol brace rule?
Well, the pistol brace rule is there's a piece of foam rubber and plastic, which basically turns a handgun into something which can be balanced on your shoulder. And the BATF is taking this piece of plastic and characterizing it as basically a machine gun, a short barrel rifle, something which is regulated under the National Firearms Act, which means you would have to, in order to have one, pay a major fee. You would have to have a background check, which would last probably a half year to a year, and your name would be on a gun registry. So, an accessory, and we saw this with bump stocks, accessory is now being turned into a machine gun.
Wow. And it includes, my understanding, is giving the ATF your fingerprints if you want this, then, right?
Yeah, including your fingerprints.
Yeah.
That's part of the background check that lasts for 6 months to a year.
And if you don't,
but incidentally, we know from BATF's own admission that it has now collected a national gun registry, despite the fact that I wrote legislation specifically prohibiting it and passed it into law. We know that's collected a gun registry of about a billion items, and it's not long until the BATF uses these red flag laws, which it encouraged in legislation which was passed this summer, to conduct middle-of-the-night raids to go after these items.
What in the world? How do they assemble this registry?
They assemble in a number of ways. first of all, out of business records. They promised me that they were not going to. We sat across the table when we were negotiating the McClure-Vogler Firearms Owners Protection Act in the Roosevelt Room, just steps from Ronald Reagan's Oval Office. They promised me they weren't going to have a big national gun registry, and we wrote legislation to that effect. Lo and behold, they have a billion items. They're using out-of-business records, which out-of-business dealers turn over to BATF, but they're also going in connection with these annual inspections of firearms businesses and demanding that the owners of the business leave the room and photographing each of the 4473s. So they're doing a lot of illegal stuff, but you know, I don't want to be overdramatic, but it's like Hitler after Kristallnacht. They're just lawless in terms of their hatred of firearms and their willingness to confiscate virtually everything we have.
And you're telling me that they sit down and negotiate, hey, we'd like this, you'd like that, and you come to an agreement, and then they just totally stick you the middle finger after the negotiation and act like it didn't happen.
They negotiated it with me. I was sitting on one side of the table in the Roosevelt Room with Senator McClure, who was sponsor of the legislation, and the associate director and deputy director of BATF under Ronald Reagan were sitting on the other side of the table. They said, oh, no, we don't want to collect a national firearms registry, and we wrote that into the law. About last November, 52 representatives wrote to BATF and said, how many names do you have in the National Firearms Registry? The logical answer would be none. National firearms registries are illegal. And to our surprise, they came back to us and said about 900 million items that would identify gun owners, identify what guns they have.
Wow. And ATF does this by fiat? They don't need Congress's approval on these?
Oh, they need Congress's approval, but they're lawless. I mean, they don't care what the law says because basically there is no one who they think will enforce the law against them. The quivering Republicans in the Senate just passed legislation last summer giving BATF more powers rather than fewer powers. They don't think they will be held accountable for clear violations of the law.
Do you expect a friendlier bit of treatment in the Republican House now?
It remains to be seen. I guess we will receive a somewhat better treatment than we did under Nancy Pelosi.
Well, I'd hope so.
But it'll be interesting to see how the speaker race basically shakes out, whether McCarthy ends up getting elected on a few ballots or whether it drags out, as it has in the past, to 133 ballots with no legislation being done in the interim. It is fascinating to see how that very narrow balance of power with enough people to defeat McCarthy's speakership being opposed to him on the Republican side. It'll be interesting to see exactly how that resolves itself.
A question or comment for our guest, Mike Hammond from the Gun Owners of America. Take it by text at 701-237-1590, 701-237-1590. Remember to listen for Thunderstruck, the song that will trigger you to be able, that's your cue to call and be the 10th caller to win a pair of tickets for North Dakota State versus Montana and the FCS playoffs at the Fargo Dome tomorrow. We're doing that today, too. So, Mike, just back to the ATF pistol brace rule for a moment.
Yes.
How do you stop something like that?
Well, theoretically, if you had the votes, you could use the Congressional Review Act and pass it, but given that we don't control the Senate, I don't think we have the votes the votes to do it. Now, one possibility is that you stick it on to, on the House side, you say no pistol brace regs. You stick it on to an appropriate, a must-pass appropriations bill, send it over to the Senate, and refuse to give. I've done that many times. The UN Arms Trade Treaty, for instance, I drafted legislation, stuck it on as a rider to an appropriations bill. We refused to give. As a result, that treaty basically dissolved into nothingness as far as the U.S. is concerned. So we've done that many times, but it requires a lot of legislative savvy.
Well, we've got, John Thune in South Dakota, one of the leaders. He would know legislative savvy. Mike Rounds, John Hovind, been on it a long time,
yeah,
Kevin Cramer. So there's I would just say for our audience, let these members, Kelly Armstrong in the House, let these folks know this is a concern to you.
John Thune can be pretty good if he wants to. For instance, he introduced the reciprocity bill, the GOA reciprocity bill, with respect to allowing permit holders to carry guns in all the 50 states. So Thune can be pretty good, but he needs to be bucked up by all of the gun owners in South Dakota, or he's not going to be active.
And Senator Cramer, Senator Hovind, obviously a lot of gun owners in North Dakota. This is a tyrannical rule. I mean
they need to be contacted. They need to be contacted. I know the major media, the New York Times, newspapers like that have spent the last 2 years saying if you support the Second Amendment, you can't get elected to anything. They need to understand.
That's not true in North Dakota or South Dakota. That's just simply not true. It's not.
They need to understand that if they abandon the Second Amendment, as the Senate did this past year, that in fact they're going to lose the Senate.
Right.
And
they've already lost
it. I predicted when they passed this big gun control bill last June, I said, well, there goes the Senate for the Republicans. And people didn't believe that. Lo and behold, the Republicans, against all odds, lost the Senate. And the reason is because when you agree with the Democrats to destroy your own base, then at that point, you can't get elected.
I have less than a minute left, but anything that can be done on this gun registry that wasn't supposed to happen but does exist?
I'm going to Washington for the next 3 months. One of my intents will be to put an appropriations rider or a debt limit rider saying there's no gun registry. Incidentally, the law says it two times, and BATF has ignored it. We mean it this time, and we're creating sanctions.
You know, we're happy that the Gun Owners of America is tireless in these efforts and taking on things that restrict our right to own a pistol. I hope you know how much you're...
Thank you so much.
I hope you know how much you're appreciated for just being tireless.
We appreciate you whenever we need to get people like Cramer to do something. We know that you're the radio station that has the capacity to do that.
Appreciate your time very much. Thank you, Mike.
Thank you.
Mike Hammond from the Gun Owners of America. Out of text rolling in here. We'll get to a few of those when we come back. Your comments welcome at 271-1100. Text us at 237-1599. 1590.
At the University of Mary, we are truly military friendly. Our special admissions team has years of real-world military experience, so we know just how to support your advancement every step of the way. We offer scholarships, credit for prior learning, and make sure you and your family receive all available military benefits. Classes start every 5 weeks. Discover University of Mary's true military-friendly community at umary.edu/military-services.
PetroServe USA is your home for home cooking and grab-and-go convenience, plus the great specials like Red Bull, 12-ounce cans, buy two, get one free. Deli Express burritos, only $2.99. Old Trapper, 10-ounce, $12.99. 18th Street Deli, $1 off all their items. Nestle Water, pick up a 28-pack for just $4.59. Those specials and many more at a PetroServe USA near you. And remember, Fridays, free coffee and cappuccino. Every Friday in November, every size, PetroServe USA.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming November auctions include nearly 1,000 acres of crop and pasture land in McLean County, 192 acres of cropland in Wells County, 640 acres of cropland in McHenry County near Upham, North Dakota, 320 acres of exceptional crop and hunting land in Ransom County, and 310 acres of crop and pasture land in Barnes County, North Dakota. View these auctions and many more land and farm equipment retirement auctions at Pfeiffer's.com.
When joint pain controls the way you move, it holds you back. The Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team can help with therapy and treatment options that focus on finding your way forward without pain. If you're ready to manage your symptoms or plan for a future total joint replacement, we're committed to providing you care in a healthy and safe environment. Call 701-323-8920 to schedule a same-day appointment with the Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team in Bismarck.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
It's the most wonderful time of the year. With the kids jingle belling and everyone telling you be of good cheer. It's the most wonderful time of the year.
Does anyone have a better voice than Andy Williams? Anywhere?
I don't, that's debatable, but you're right up there.
Smooth. Maybe Frankie Sinatra, but I'm telling you, that's pretty good. I'm ready for a little more.
It's the happiest season of all.
with the kid.
There'll be parties for hosting, marshmallows for toasting, and caroling out in the snow.
There you go.
There'll be scary ghost stories and tales of the glories of Christmases long, long ago.
Great memories of Andy Williams on my mom's Phillips record player at the lake. Remember, I mean, remember this one?
I do not.
Oh, the love theme.
Oh.
From a love story.
All right, yeah. I was thinking Christmas music. I'm trying to place it.
Oh, no. This is what's off the Christmas charts.
Yeah.
Not enough ooh and smooth.
Where do I begin to tell the story of how great a love can be?
He was the man.
What a voice. Back on What's on Your Mind, 10 before the top of the hour. Listener says, to suggest Hoban will take any kind of action regarding the ATF is laughable. I disagree. I think Senator Hoban represents the vast majority of North Dakotans who would want action on the ATF. No doubt about it. Another said, all gun owners need to hide their guns and report them stolen. Coordinated effort to do this all in the same month. Sort that shell game out. What the heck is
that? No, that is not. I'm not doing that. You're not taking anything.
Makes no sense.
It's not. And this thing is ridiculous. I mean, if you look what a pistol brace is and what it doesn't. Doesn't address any real problems. Doesn't address the mental health issues of these crazy people.
Yeah, very good point.
I mean, none of this is a fix.
But what is a worry, and this is where I think Senator Hoven, can help with Senator Kramer as well. It's the ATF trying to regulate an accessory.
Yeah, you know, that's exactly what it is.
That's
ridiculous.
New. Not good. That ought to be stopped. Somebody wants a Perry Como song.
Oh, done. You know, that's like saying we need to change the grip on this knife because this grip is more in tune to being able to hold on to the knife.
Right.
Better if you have but we need to make sure that if you have that grip on that knife, that we have your fingerprints and we know exactly who you are. Because, you know, we need to know who you are.
Another listener says, it's sad the pistol brace was created and designed to aid wounded vets.
Right.
To be able to shoot better again.
That is correct.
A noble thing trying to be tuned into something it is not.
It is a brace for a person with one arm or one hand ability to, you know, hold a short rifle, any rifle really, you know, without your other hand.
Well, we're on it.
And that's the thing.
We're on it. Texter says, Scott and Kevin, the sad thing about Biden is he is the laughingstock of the whole world, and we all can laugh along with them because of what he does and says. But what that is so sad. If he and his regime have destroyed our lifestyles for many years to come, and his regime and the mainstream media also have their hands in the spotlight shining on Trump for 8 years, destroying his presidency. I'll never forget what has transpired in our country these last 10 years. It is very sad. It is all of that.
No doubt.
Another listener, Scott, I won't say where this is at, but my daughter teaches a religious education class. The students in there are from area schools that are middle school age. Over 40% of them say they recognize themselves as non-binary. This is a big problem. Yeah, you aren't a kid, and I've heard that before. I'm trying to remember where, but somebody came up to me, a ninth grade student in their home, and said like 90% identified as non-binary. Now, in my mind, the vast majority of those 90% are not non-binary, but they're going along to be cool and say, I'm non-binary, and that in and of itself is a problem.
Okay, they're children. In a month, they'll think they're cats.
Yeah.
In another month, they'll think they're superheroes. And in 6 months after that, they'll think they're firemen, or they'll think that, they're children. That's what children develop. They grow, they develop, they mature, they land where they're going to land. I could care less what any 8-year-old thinks they identify as. Come back when you're 20.
But
I'll let that stop talking about
it. But it's a problem.
Stop talking about
it. It's a problem. It's a disease that is permeating our school children. There's no doubt about it. No serious person can think that Biden can be president for another 6 years, says this listener. His long handshake with Macron reminds me of his too long hug he gave Hillary at the airport.
All right.
She had to tap out. Unreal. Hey, we're brought to you today by our friends at PetroServe USA, home cook and grab-and-go convenience. Let me tell you about what's on special today in West Main Avenue, West Fargo, Salisbury steak or pulled pork. Sloppy Joe's sound good today, don't they? 12th Avenue, 929, you got
always
those. Yeah. A little lasagna on NP Avenue, downtown Fargo would be good. Stew and Glendon, Salisbury steak on 45th, home cook and grab-and-go convenience. Also in Valley City, Harwood, and Euland today. You tell them Scott sent you. Come on in there for a good bit of home cooking and grab-and-go convenience. When we come back, we're going to talk about something that's been introduced by Senator Hovind called the Consumer and Fuel Retailer Choice Act. What's that all about? We're going to ask the folks at Hankinson Renewable Energy, the ethanol plant down there. And still to come, the Media Research Center rebuts the idea that there's no bias against conservatives on Twitter or anywhere else. No, nothing to see here.
From field to fuel, a story from the North Dakota Ethanol Council. Did you know North Dakota's ethanol industry is a leader in carbon capture? Ethanol is pioneering carbon capture. While the world talks about it, ethanol is doing it. Here, now, reducing the carbon footprint. North Dakota's corn producers are increasingly efficient stewards of the land, producing more on the same land with less inputs. In fact, yields have increased 25 to 42% in the last 20 years, using similar levels of inputs. Corn ethanol is our nation's best way to decarbonize transportation today. And corn ethanol has a significantly smaller carbon footprint than gasoline. And is getting smaller. Find out more at ndethanol.org. ndethanol.org. A message from the North Dakota Ethanol Council.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Barada. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.